Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather. Welcome to the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into some fascinating research that's pushing the boundaries of what AI can do. From refining language models to improving how machines understand and navigate our world.
That's right, Jacob. We've got papers introducing direct NASH optimization, a game changer for language model refinement, and AutoWeb GLM, an automated web navigator that's outsmarting existing models.
Plus, insights on the exponential data needed for zero-shot learning improvements and a novel approach to streamlining search processes with AI.
And let's not forget about Can't Talk About This, the dataset aiming to keep dialogues on track. It's a mix of innovation aimed at making AI more efficient and effective at understanding and interacting with the complex web of human knowledge and communication.
Exciting times in AI research indeed. Now let's get into the meat of these papers and see what the future might hold.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Today we're diving into a paper that's shaking things up in the way we improve large language models, or LLMs. It's about using direct NASH optimization, or DNO, to help models get better by learning directly from comparisons rather than traditional rewards. Think of it as teaching someone to improve not by scoring their actions, but by comparing which of two actions is better and iterating on that insight.
That sounds like a significant pivot from the usual method. Typically, with reinforcement learning from human feedback, or RLHF, there's a focus on maximizing rewards given for specific outputs. But this paper points out a problem with that. What if the rewards can't capture complex preferences, like when there's no clear best option because preferences can be intransitive or cyclic?
Exactly, Heather. And that's where DNO shines. It ditches the reward maximization approach altogether in favor of optimizing based on these pairwise comparisons, essentially asking, is A better than B? This method isn't just theoretically neat, it's practical too. The paper introduces an efficient algorithm for DNO that's both simple to implement and scales well.
And let's talk results, because they are impressive. Using DNO, they trained a 7 billion parameter model called Orca 2.5 and saw it outperform even GPT-4 Turbo in tests. We're talking about a jump to a 33% win rate from just 7% against some serious competition.
What stands out to me is this method's potential for real-world applications. By focusing on direct improvements over previous iterations and breaking free from the limitations of reward-based systems, AI developers could see faster progress and more nuanced model behavior, especially in fields where judgment calls are complex and multifaceted.
Right, Jacob. It's not just about getting better answers, but understanding the subtleties of preferences and decisions-making in AI systems. Direct NASH optimization might just be the key to unlocking more sophisticated and reliable AI models down the line.
Let's dive into a fascinating piece of research that sheds light on the performance of multimodal models like CLIP and Stable Diffusion in zero-shot situations. The study titled Exploring the Limits of Zero-Shot Learning in Multimodal Models questions how these models generalize to new tasks without direct training, focusing on the impact of how often these tasks' concepts appear in their pre-training datasets.
Right, Jacob. The researchers looked at 34 multimodal models and 5 major pre-training datasets, generating a whopping 300 gigabytes of data artifacts. What's especially interesting is their finding that contrary to what we might expect from zero-shot learning capabilities, multimodal models actually require exponentially more data for just linear improvements in performance.
Exactly. And they've shown this trend persists across different conditions. Even with synthetic data or when ensuring the pre-training and downstream datasets don't overlap too much. This reveals a significant inefficiency in how these models scale with data when it comes to applying them to new tasks.
And let's talk about the Let It Wag benchmark they introduced. By analyzing long-tailed data distributions where certain concepts appear very infrequently, they've highlighted an area where multimodal models struggle significantly. This benchmark could really push forward research into improving these systems.
Absolutely, Heather. It's a crucial step towards understanding the limitations of current AI models' supposed ability to generalize across tasks without specific training. While it may seem like a setback, Acknowledging these limitations is vital for making progress in AI research and finding more efficient ways to achieve true zero-shot learning capabilities. AutoWeb GLM is pushing the envelope in automated web navigation, stepping beyond the limitations of current large language models like GPT-4. The core issue these models face involves handling the vast array of actions on web pages, processing large amounts of HTML text, and making complex decisions in the unpredictable terrain of the internet.
Right, Jacob. To tackle these challenges, AutoWeb GLM leans on a novel approach that mirrors how humans browse the web. It starts with an HTML simplification algorithm that distills web pages down to their essence. This is crucial for keeping the model's processing manageable and focused on key information.
Exactly, Heather. But it doesn't stop there. The team also introduced a hybrid human-AI method to generate web browsing data, which is used for what's known as curriculum training. This lays a foundation for the model to understand and navigate web environments better.
And to polish its capabilities, AutoWeb GLM undergoes reinforcement learning combined with rejection sampling. This isn't just about understanding web pages. It's about mastering browser operations and learning how to break down tasks efficiently, something akin to developing its own browsing strategies.
Testing was thorough, too, with the creation of AutoWeb Bench, a bilingual benchmark for real-world browsing tasks. While AutoWeb GLM shows significant improvements over predecessors like GPT-4 in navigating the web, it also highlights ongoing challenges in adapting AI to such a dynamic and varied environment as the internet.
It's fascinating to see how this opens up possibilities for more intelligent virtual assistants or automated systems that can handle complex web-based tasks accurately. Though it's a step forward, there's still much ground to cover in making AI truly adept at surfing the web like we do.
Let's dive into a fascinating study titled Improving Language Models' Ability to Solve Problems Via Search. At its core, this research addresses a common issue with language models: their difficulty in predicting outcomes beyond the immediate next step, which leads to a cascade of errors in longer sequences.
Right, Jacob. The team behind this study introduced an innovative method called Stream of Search, or SOS for short. They transformed the search process into a language-based task by representing different symbolic search strategies as flattened strings. Think of it as teaching the model to think through problems step by step in language terms.
Exactly, Heather. To put this theory into practice, they used the game Countdown as their testbed, a game where players use arithmetic operations on given numbers to reach a target number. They pre-trained a transformer-based model on datasets created by heuristic solvers performing these countdown challenges, but represented as streams of search.
And the results were quite impressive. This SOS pre-training led to a 25% increase in search accuracy compared to models trained only on predicting the optimal steps. But it doesn't stop there. They further enhanced the model's capabilities with two techniques: advantage-induced policy alignment and self-taught reasoner.
These enhancements had a significant impact, allowing the SOS-trained models to solve 36% of problems that were previously unsolvable, even outperforming all heuristic solvers used during training. This suggests that language models can not only learn various search strategies, but also potentially invent new ones through self-improvement.
It's an excellent demonstration of how adapting AI training approaches can push towards more flexible and inventive problem-solving abilities. While it's centered around a game for now, envisioning its application across different domains where strategic planning and problem-solving are crucial is quite exciting.
Absolutely, Heather. It's these kinds of incremental steps that pave the way for broader AI applications in complex decision-making scenarios. Today, we're diving into a new dataset called Can't Talk About This, aimed at a crucial yet often overlooked aspect of AI in conversations: keeping chatbots on topic. It's an interesting step forward in instruction-tuning datasets, focusing on helping language models maintain relevance to the conversation subject.
That sounds fascinating, Jacob. So this dataset essentially provides synthetic dialogues across various topics, with a twist. There are distractor turns within these dialogues designed to throw the chatbot off course, right?
Exactly, Heather. These distractor turns challenge the chatbot not to deviate from the main topic. When language models are fine-tuned on the Can't Talk About This dataset, they become better at sticking to the assigned role and maintaining topical coherence during task-oriented interactions.
I see the value in that. It addresses a common frustration with chatbots veering off topic or losing track of the conversation's goal. How does it stack up against other instruction-tuned models like GPT-4 Turbo or Mixtral Instruct?
The preliminary results are promising. Fine-tuning on Can't Talk About. This not only keeps chatbots more focused, but also seems to improve their ability to follow instructions closely on more detailed tasks. Essentially, it makes them better conversationalists and more reliable at executing specific tasks without getting sidetracked.
That's a big deal for real-world applications, especially in customer service or any scenario where clear and coherent communication is key. Making AI systems that can maintain topic relevance under distraction could lead to more effective and user-friendly interfaces.
Absolutely. And while it may seem like an incremental step, enhancing these conversational nuances can significantly impact user experience and operational efficiency for businesses relying on AI-driven interactions. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.